started.
Restore. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your support in our lives. Thank you for defending us. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the breakthroughs that you have given to us. We thank you for the blessings that we received from you. Thank you, Lord, for the answers to our prayers. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for your protection in our lives. We are grateful for preserving us from deadly attacks that came from the enemy. Thank you for making our enemies your enemies. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for new things that are happening to us right now. Thank you for putting us in a new season. A new season of great things. A new season of signs and wonders. Thank you for launching us into such season. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for using us to bless others. We are grateful, Lord, for counting us worthy to be a useful instrument in your hand in these last days. Thank you for making us channels of blessings, such that others are getting blessed through our lives. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We know that you are here among us already. And we know that you are going to bless us as we pray tonight. You're going to touch us. You're going to help us. You're going to revive us, strengthen us, empower us. You're going to heal us and deliver us. We know that. Therefore, we ask that you do everything that is in your mind for us as we pray this night. In Jesus' name, we ask, O Lord, that no one in this place will go back the same way they have come to this meeting. We ask, O Lord, that We shall not leave here empty-handed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know that you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the dead to rise. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. 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 You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah. Hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna. It touched my life with his hands. My life changed. It touched my life. It touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. You are unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Jesus, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, you are reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. You are reliable. Reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. God is a miracle walker. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great you are, how great. He's our God, and all will see how great, here to see how great is our God, how great you are, how great is our God. Think with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Savior, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you, for you are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. We will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am soul, O blood, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, until I reach my home. Heaven is my home, heaven is my home. I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home, I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my own. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name, we praise. We praise you, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jehovah, we praise you, Yahweh, we praise your name, we praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You're the whole world in your hands, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You hold the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world in your. You got the whole world in your hands. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you we give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, Savior. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. In the highest, let our King be lifted high. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest, let the King be lifted high. Let Jesus be lifted up. Hosanna. Let Jesus be lifted high. Hosanna. Let Jesus be lifted high. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Praise and adore him. Worship his majesty. Praise him from the depth of your heart. Worship him with the whole of your heart. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the wholesome God, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star, the One who was and is to come, the Everlasting Father, the God of heaven and the earth, the King of glory, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Worshipping is Alpha and Omega, is the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. The one who holds in his hands the keys of death and hell. Worship him. He holds in his hands the keys of David. He opens doors no man can shut. He shuts doors no man can open. Praise him. We worship you, our Father. We worship you, our Helper. We worship you, our Savior, our Healer, our Strength, our Deliverer, our Power, our Glory. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. Miracle working God, we praise you. Way making God, we praise you. Almighty God, we praise you. You are higher than all, stronger than all. We praise you, Father. You do great and mighty works. You do terrible things in righteousness. We praise you, Everlasting Father. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you. Your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence in my life and situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank you. Say thank you, Father, for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence in my situations. For your presence is enough for me. Your presence in my life is enough for me. Begin to talk to him that way. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for your presence in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence in my situations. Thank you for your presence in my environment. Thank you for your presence in every hour, in every day of my life. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my body, soul, and spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in my life. Thank you for making yourself real in my life. Thank you for manifesting yourself to me. Continue to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Lord, for manifesting yourself to me. Thank you for manifesting yourself in my life. Thank you for manifesting your presence in my life. Thank you for manifesting the power of your presence in my life. Thank you, Father, for your presence in my life, because your presence alone is enough for me. Your presence alone is enough for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You can say, Father, thank you for the things you have done in my life and the things you are doing at the moment. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for the things you have done in my life and the things you are doing at the moment. Say, Father, thank you for the things you have done for my life and the things you are doing for me at the moment. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your works that are evident in my life. Thank you, Father, for your works that are real in my life. Thank you for your works that are happening in my life, revealing in my life. Thank you, Father, for the things you have done and for the things you are doing in my life right now. Thank you for your ongoing operations in my life right now. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, all we are forgiven in pains. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your light that is shining through me. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your light that is shining from within me to neutralize darkness, to destroy darkness, to push back darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for your light that is shining from within me to quench darkness, to end darkness, to drive away darkness, to destroy the works of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for shining your light through me, through my spirit, through my soul, through my body. Say, Father, thank you for shining your light through me, through the things that I do, through my calling, through my destiny, through my ministry. Say, Father, thank you for shining your light through me to put away the darkness that is in the world, to put away the darkness that has covered the earth. Thank you, Lord, for shining your light through me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to become rooted and grounded in your word, in your truth. The word of God is also the truth of God. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, help me to become rooted and grounded in your word, in your truth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to take my roots deep in your word. Help me to take my roots deep into your truth, such that I can no longer be deceived by darkness, such that I can no longer be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, such that I can no longer be deceived by the lies of Satan. Say, Father, help me to be rooted and grounded in your word, in your truth, in the name of Jesus. Continue to talk to Him like that. A lot of Christians today are very shallow. They are shallow Christians. They are not deep Christians. They are easily being driven to and fro by the enemy because they are not rooted the truth. So they easily believe lies. They easily get confused and deceived because they are not rooted. That is why you have to pray this prayer with the whole of your heart, so that you will not be swept away by the darkness that is in the world. Continue to talk to Him. Say, Father, help me to take my roots deep into You. Help me to take my roots deep into Your Word. Help me to take my roots deep into Your truth, so that I can remain in victory over darkness, so that I can remain in freedom, in dominion over darkness. Dear Father, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. One of the ways through which we take our roots deep into God's truth, into God's word, is meditation, is through meditation. That is how we take our roots deep into the Word of God. Meditation. And only very few Christians only very few Christians do this thing. Do this thing called meditation. God spoke to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You can see day and night. So that is, God expects you to meditate on His word throughout 24 hours of every day. 24 hours. So the more we meditate on the word of God, the more we become rooted in that word, and the word will leave your head and sink into your heart. It is meditation that will take the word, the truth, from your head to your heart. Because when it's still in your head, it has not yet taking over you. But when it sinks deep into your heart, that is when the truth has prevailed over you. And that is when it becomes part of you. But when it's just in your head, you will even forget it. You will forget the things you have learned, the teachings you have heard, the scriptures you have read. You easily forget them when they are just in your head. But when you have brought to do anything contrary to the truth, because the truth now be together with your heart, the way your heart beats. Now the truth will be together. So it will be very difficult for you to act against the truth. The truth now controls your life at that point. So if you have not been doing this meditation, you are in danger. You are in great danger if you have not been meditating on God's word. At least you should, at least, you know, I said it some time ago that a normal Christian should pray for at least 2 hours every day on his or her own. This is different from prayers that you do when you join a prayer session or a church meeting. This is personal prayer. I said it before that your daily personal prayer should be at least 2 hours as an ordinary Christian, but as a minister of God, your daily prayer life, personal prayer life, should be at least 4 hours. So when I say at least, it means it can go higher than that. Now, when it comes to meditation, your daily meditation should be at least 2 hours every day. Yeah, if you really want to go deep into the truth, into God's word, to be able to spend at least 2 hours sitting with your Bible. Yeah, sitting with your Bible and meditating on the truths that are being revealed to you as you study the word of God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put in my heart the drive to study and meditate on God's word, on God's truth. So Holy Spirit, put in me the drive, the desire, the hunger to study and meditate on God's word, on God's truth every day and night. Open your mouth and pray like that. You don't just study alone, you also meditate. In fact, the power is in the meditation. The study of the word is just the introduction to the power. The power itself is in when you begin to meditate on what you are studying. When you sit down and begin to think deep on the word of God, begin to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a strong hunger, a strong desire to study and meditate on God's truth, to study and meditate on God's word, so that I can be rooted in the truth, so that I can become rooted in God's righteousness, so that I can become rooted in God's nature, so that I can be controlled by the word of God, so that my entire life can be controlled by the word of God. Holy Spirit, create such hunger in me right now. In the name of Jesus, create such desire in me right now. If you are a preacher, if you are a minister, you are not supposed to open your Bible only when you want to preach, only when you want to minister to the people. You're supposed to study God's word and meditate on it for your own personal spiritual growth, for your personal development, personal spiritual development. Say, Holy Spirit, create in me strong hunger, strong desire to study and meditate on God's word, on God's truth in every day and night of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray another thing that enables you to become rooted and grounded in God's word, in God's truth, is obedience to the word. That is obeying the word. There are some people, they read the Bible a lot. They study it. They meditate on it. But they don't do it. They don't obey. Yeah. And that is why they are shallow. That is why they are not rooted in God, in Christ, because they don't obey what they read. They don't obey the truth they hear. They don't. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a new heart that obeys the truth at all times. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, create in me a new heart that obeys the truth at all times. Even when it is convenient and when it is not convenient. Give me such heart that obeys the truth, that obeys God's truth. Holy Spirit, give me such heart right now. In the name of Jesus, give me such heart that obeys God's truth, even when my flesh does not want to accept the truth. Even when my flesh is resisting the truth. Even when my human nature is resisting the truth. Holy Spirit, create in me such heart that will deny my flesh to obey the truth. Continue to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, give me such a heart that is always ready to do your word, always ready to obey your word, always ready to do everything possible, everything in my power to do what your word says, what your word teaches. Continue to pray with that. Say, Holy Spirit, create such heart within me. An obedient heart. Create such heart within me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, create in me an obedient heart. A heart that is willing to deny my flesh in order to obey the truth. and heart that is ready to offend people in order to obey the truth, and heart that is ready to forsake the things of the world in order to obey the truth. Create in me such heart, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. We are still praying concerning being rooted and grounded in God's word, which is the same thing as being rooted and grounded in God. Because God is one with his word. God is in his word. So to be rooted in God's word is to be rooted in God. So you are going to pray. Another thing that you need to know about being rooted in God, in God's word, in God's truth, is that you must depend on God's word to be rooted in his word. You must depend on God's word. Yeah, Jesus replied Satan and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God shall man live. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of God. So which means, if you depend on bread alone, you will suffer and you will not survive. If you depend on bread alone, you will suffer. And in fact, a time will come, you will begin to lack the bread. You begin to lack money. If you depend on money, you will suffer. And sooner or later, you will start to lack that money. Yeah, that was what Jesus meant. So, but for you to continue to have bread and to have prosperity, you must depend on the word of God. So the word of God is for us to depend on. The word of God is to be depended on. Yeah. And in so doing, you become rooted in that word. Now, as I am like this, I am so rooted in God's word that sometimes I can just open my mouth and say something. And nothing that I opened my mouth to say is exactly what God is saying at that time, in that situation. Yeah, because I'm so rooted in God's word. You know, to the point that my words sometimes become God's word itself. I don't know if you get my point. I'm so rooted in God's word that sometimes the words from my mouth become just the same with the words from God's mouth. So that is what happens when you are so rooted in God's word. Now, how do I know? Because whenever I utter such words, pains happen. Yeah, things happen. Miracles happen. Things change all of a sudden. Yeah, so that is what will also happen to you if you can become rooted in God's word, and I'm showing you how to be rooted. Yeah, you will be rooted by depending on God's word. Not by depending on yourself or on your wisdom or on your strength, but by depending on God's word. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me and depend on God's word. So Holy Spirit, create in me and heart that depends on God's word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. God is looking for Christians that don't depend on their talents, on their skills. Christians that don't depend on their academic qualifications. Christians that don't depend on their profession, on their intellect, on their intelligence. Christians that don't depend on their career, on their jobs, on their salaries. God is looking for Christians that depend only on His word. Only on His word. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. This is how you will prosper. Don't let anyone deceive you. This is the secret to prosperity. The word of God is the secret to real prosperity, to persistent prosperity, to overflowing prosperity, to continuous prosperity, uninterrupted prosperity, unlimited prosperity. The secret to that is depending on the word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. So Holy Spirit, create in me such heart that depends on God's word for everything. Such heart that depends on God's word for survival, for provisions, for strength, for healing, for health, for everything. Give me such thoughts, Holy Spirit. Some people, they depend on men than they depend on God's word. In fact, the Bible says, cursed is that man that trusts in man. Have you read that place in your Bible? The Bible says, everyone that put their trust in human being are cursed. That they are under a curse. Have you read that place in your Bible? Continue to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, give me such a heart. Give me such an heart that obey such heart that obeys God's word easily, that depends on God's word. Give me such heart. that relies on those words for survival, for strength, for prosperity, for health, for healing, for everything. Create in me such heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, if you depend on God's word, you will also be able to depend on God's voice. If you are able to depend on the written word of God, that is, what is in your Bible, the word of God in your Bible. If you are able to depend on that written word, then you will be able to depend on the spoken word, on the voice of God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to obey your voice. Yeah, when you depend on his voice, that is when you will obey whatever he tells you. You will not question his voice or his leadings. You will obey immediately if you are dependent on that voice. So whenever the voice comes to you, you will not doubt, and you will not disobey, because you know that your life depends on that voice. Yeah. And that is how you prove the voice of God, by depending on it. Because God will not mislead you. If he knows that your entire life is dependent on his voice, God will not tell you something that will destroy your life. He will not tell you to do something that will destroy your life. If he knows that your entire life is dependent on his voice, so he will always speak the right thing to you. He will not deceive you, and he will not mislead you. And if any other voice is trying to mislead you, he will silence that voice, because he knows that your life is dependent on his voice. So he will make sure that you hear only his voice. Yeah, and he will make sure that his voice tells you the truth, because he knows that your life is dependent on that voice. Yeah, so the reason why some of us are doubting God's voice is because we don't depend on that voice, or on his voice. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to depend on God's voice and obey God's voice continually. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, help me to depend on God's voice. Help me to depend on God's voice. Help me to depend on God's voice and obey his voice whenever he speaks to me, whenever he leads me. Sometimes you might not really hear a voice, but you know that he's communicating to you, he's telling you to do something. Yeah, through whatever means he chose to do that. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to depend on God's voice and to obey his voice whenever he speaks to me. In the name of Jesus, help me to trust in God's voice. Help me to trust in God's voice. Help me to trust in the word that comes out of the mouth of God to me. Help me to trust that voice more than the voices in the world. Help me to trust God's voice more than the voices of men. More than the words from the mouths of men. Holy Spirit, help me to depend on God's voice. Help me to rely on God's voice with the whole of my life. Help me to trust God's voice with the whole of my heart and with the whole of my life and with everything that I have. Help me to trust God's voice that way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, for those of you who might be looking for that scripture that I sent, God said, cursed is the man that trusts in man. Yeah, let me read that place for you. It's in Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. You can see that. I'm not the one that writes this scripture. This is the word of God. And this is God speaking in this verse. Yeah. So you don't, is a terrible thing to put your trust in man. And no matter who that person is to you, whether the person is your parent, or the person is your spouse, or the person is your children, or a very close friend. Yeah, no matter how the person is to you, the Bible says, cursed be the man who puts his trust in man. Yeah, of course, God, we always use men to help men. But you must not trust in man. You must trust only in God. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you must trust only in God. I pray that you will obey this word and prosper in Jesus' name. Yeah, because many times I try to pray for people who are already under a curse from God. And no matter how hard I pray for those people, they don't get blessed by God. Why? Because they are already under a curse from God. And what brought the curse upon them, it is this verse that I've just read. These people, they have put their trust in human beings. And that is why when I pray for them or any preacher pray for them, they don't get blessed. Yeah, so that's why I'm praying for you again, that you will obey this scripture in Jeremiah 17 verse 5. And as you obey, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. So we are still praying on being written as the grounding in God's word and in God's truth. Now, another thing that will help you to be rooted or to become rooted and grounded in God's word is sanctification. Sanctification. That is, to allow that word sanctify you. To allow the word of God sanctify you. Yeah. If you let the word of God sanctify you, then you become rooted in God's word. Now, if you read John chapter 17, you're going to see where Jesus said, sanctify them by thy truth, for thy word is truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. John 17, verse 17. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So sanctification makes you to go deeper in God, deeper in God's word. And what is sanctification? Sanctification also means purification. Sanctification also means consecration. Sanctification also means holiness. Now, holiness has to do with separation, consecration from things that defiles. Yeah, so we cannot say there is holiness until there is consecration. And sanctification and purification. Yeah. So when you hear the word of God, and the word of God says, don't do this. Yeah. Sanctification means that you separate from that thing the word of God says separate from. It means you stop doing the things that the word of God says stop doing. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to allow God's word sanctify me. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to allow God's truth sanctify me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I receive grace to allow God's word purify me. Say, I receive grace to allow God's truth sanctify me. I receive grace to allow God's word sanctify my heart. I receive grace to allow God's word purify my heart. I receive grace to allow God's word set me apart from sin. I receive grace to allow God's word separate me from worldliness, from worldly pleasures. I receive grace to allow God's word separate me from the works of the flesh. I receive grace to allow God's word separate me from pollution and corruption and defilement that are in this world. I receive grace right now in the name of Jesus. I receive grace right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we're going to pray the last prayer point on being rooted and grounded in Christ, or in the truth, or in God's word. Then after that, we'll go back to Isaiah 61, verse 1. Yeah, you know, we have been using that verse to pray. Now, when it comes to being rooted and grounded in God's word, you need to know that receive a divine nature. Yeah, you have to pray that God gives you a divine nature. Yeah, because without having the same nature that is in God, you cannot be rooted in God without having the same nature that is in God. You cannot be rooted in God. And this is a miracle that God does to everyone that desire for his nature. So God does this miracle. He will remove your human nature, and he will replace it with his own nature. This divine operation is also called circumcision of the heart. Circumcision of the heart. You know, when a child is being circumcised, the foreskin is being removed for a new one to grow out. Yeah. So God is able to circumcise your heart, and He's going to remove the nature of sin. Yeah, that you were born with, and replace it with His own nature. So He will remove that one, and His own nature would grow out of you. Yeah, it would take away your Adamic nature, which is your sinful nature, and He will give you His own nature to replace that. So, and that will make it easy for you to really obey His word. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, take away the nature of Adam from me. give me your divine nature. Say, Father, take away the sinful nature and give me the divine nature. Open your mouth and pray like that, so that it will be easy for me to walk with you and please you. Say, Father, take away the nature of sin that I was born with. Take away the human nature that is naturally sinful and wicked and disobedient. Oh Lord, take away that nature and give me your own nature as a replacement. In the name of Jesus, circumcise my heart, oh Lord. Circumcise my soul. Circumcise my spirit. In the name of Jesus. Take away the nature of sin and give me the divine nature, oh Lord. Take away the nature that is making sin to be stronger than me. Give me your divine nature that is stronger than sin. Give me the divine nature. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we're going to Isaiah. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, we started to talk about, while we were considering this verse, we started to talk about the things that God is doing. I mentioned about the fact that God is doing a lot of things in the earth, and he wants people that he can use to do those things. Now, God is already doing them, but he wants to operate through you and I. So even while he's operating through you, he's still the one doing those things. So it's more like he wants to use you as an instrument, as a tool in his hand to do a lot of things that he's already doing on earth as we speak right now. Yeah, and we talked about the fact that God wants to heal sick people, and he wants to use you to heal sick people. And also we talked about that God is casting out devils, and he wants to use you to cast out devils. Now, there are other things that God is doing. So we're going to move to the next one. But before that, I want to read somewhere for you in the scriptures. Yeah, where Jesus himself said his Father is working in John chapter 5, verse 17. John chapter 5. Verse 17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk." Now, if you look at verse 19, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise." Can you see that? Let me read the same verses for you from New Living Translation. John chapter 5, verse 17. And then, verse 19. "But Jesus replied, My Father is always working, and so am I." Now, can you see that? My Father is always working, and so am I. Now, in verse 19. So Jesus explained, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son hungers." He's already doing. Yeah, because in that passage, they were attacking Jesus for doing miracles on the Sabbath. Yeah. They were attacking him for doing miracles on the Sabbath day. Yeah, so those verses shows that miracles are for the sick person to be healed. You are not trying to do something. Yeah. Because God is healing already. Yeah. God is healing sick people already. Yeah. So what you are just doing is that you are positioning yourself in such a way that what God is already doing, he is able to be done through you. That is, God is able to use you to do it, or to do it using you. I don't know if you are getting my point. When you are casting out devils, you are not trying to do anything. You are just positioning yourself in such a way that God is able to do it through you, because God is already doing it. I don't know if you're getting this thing. Yeah, because this is where many people get it wrong, and this is where many Christians struggle to get miracles happen, because the thing is about what they do. Yeah, you know that it's not about is the long, yeah. My network got disconnected. Now, what I was saying was that miracles, signs and wonders are things that God is already doing in the earth. So, you as a Christian, whenever you pray that these miracles happen, you are not trying to do anything. You are just positioning yourself in such a way that God decides to do the same things He is already doing through you. Yeah. So whatever miracle you can mention, whatever form of miracles you can mention, God is doing them everywhere already. Yeah, but you know we are trying to ask Him to use us to do the things that He is already doing. Because Jesus said it in that John chapter 17 verse 5. He said, "My Father is always walking, so am I." Yeah. So now we are moving to the next thing that God is doing at this time, every week, in every place, and that thing is prophesying or prophecy. God is giving out prophecies at this time. Prophecies, and one thing about prophecy is that it can minister to anyone, whether they are unbelievers or they are believers. Yeah, prophecy can minister to anyone. So God has messages He wants to send to people. God has messages He wants to send out to churches, to schools, to organizations. God has messages He wants to send out to families, to the children, to the teenagers, to the youths, to the adults, to the older adults. God has messages, divine messages, He wants to send out. And He's looking for people that would deliver those messages for Him. People that would become His mouthpiece. People that He will be able to speak those messages through. Because they are not the one speaking. God just wants them to open their mouths. And then He will speak through their mouths to minister to people. Yeah, so this is one thing that God is doing at this time. And He wants to use Him. Yeah. If you read your Bible very well, the Bible made it clear that every Christian can prophesy. Yeah, that every Christian should you know, can prophesy and should desire to prophesy. Going to pray. Yeah, you know, I'm taking time to explain things. But it is important that I do this before we pray, so that you will know what you are asking for. And so that you will know when the things you are asking for have been finally released by God into your life. So now you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, count me worthy among those that You want to use to give out prophetic messages to the world, to people, to souls, to families. You can just say, Father, count me worthy to become one of those people You want to use to give out prophetic messages, to give out prophecies to souls all over the world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, count me worthy. Count me worthy. Use me. Enlist me to become one of the people that You want to use to pass messages to people, to pass Your messages to people, Your prophetic messages, Your divine messages. Say, Father, make me one of such people. And the Bible told us in the book of Joel 28, it says, I will pour out my spirit in the last days, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Say, Father, find me useful for the demonstration of the gift of prophecy in the head at this time. Say, Father, prophesy through me. Prophesy through me. Speak to people through me. Give people your messages through me. Give people divine instructions through me. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, find me useful. Find me worthy. Make me worthy to become your mouthpiece on earth. In the name of Jesus, make me worthy to become your mouthpiece on earth. In the name of Jesus, speak to people, speak to lives through me, through my mouth, speak to lives. Prophesying has to do with your mouth. Yeah, that is all that prophecy has to do with. It has to do with your mouth. Say, Father, speak to nations through my mouth. Say, Father, speak to people, speak to souls through my mouth. Speak to families, speak to churches, ministries through my mouth. Say, oh Lord, prophesy through me to people. Use me as your messenger. Say, Father, use me as your messenger. Use me as one who dispenses your messages to those that need them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Just as I said, prophesying is very simple. It's a very simple thing. It's a very easy thing. Yeah, but because many people have been wrongly taught about prophecy, many people have had false teachings regarding prophecy, or they have wrong ideology, wrong mindset about prophecy or about prophesying. That is why it looks like it looks like a difficult thing. It's not difficult to prophesy. In fact, it's one of the easiest manifestation of the Spirit, of the Spirit of the Lord God on earth. It's one of the easiest and the simplest manifestation of the Spirit of God on earth. Just as I said, you are not trying to say anything. It's just like you are opening your mouth. Prophesying is just about you opening your mouth and then God through your mouth. It's as simple as that. Yeah. And then prophesying has something to do with your own intentions. It has something to do with your head. It has something to do with your mind. Yeah, it only has to do with the Spirit and your mouth. The Spirit of God and your mouth. That is what prophesying has to do with. So your mind is not included. just the spirit and your mouth. Yeah, so you just open your mouth and then the spirit do the speaking. It's just the way you open your mouth and then you speak in tongues. It's just the same. The way you open your mouth and then you speak the utterances of the spirit. So speaking in tongues is like you open your mouth and the spirit is speaking. So it is not even you speaking the tongues, it's the spirit speaking the tongues, not you. Yeah. Any form of speaking in tongues where you are the one in charge, that is a false tongue. Yeah. The original speaking in tongues will have nothing to do with your head and your mind. Yeah, you know, it happens as the spirit gives you the utterance. So you just continue to speak. And you don't know where what you are saying is coming from. It's because it's not coming from your head. And you don't know what next you are going to see. Yeah, so the same rule in speaking in tongues applies to prophesying. Yeah, so you don't know what you're going to see because your head is not involved, your mind is not involved. It's just the spirit of the Lord and your mouth in operation. Yeah, so you must be able to yield yourself to the spirit without fear. Yeah, because some people, they have the fear that if I speak now, the people might say, I'm speaking through another spirit. And some other people will say, if I speak now, the people might not confirm my message. The people might say they don't understand what I said. They might say they can't relate to what I said. Yeah, and that is why some people kept their mouth shut, because they felt like if I give a prophecy, the people should be able to confirm it and say, yes, I confirm, I agree, that is the word of the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. People don't need to confirm the prophecies that God will give through you. Yeah, people don't need to confirm, you know, for the prophecy to be validated. Go and study how the prophets in the Old Testament, how they prophesied. Yeah, they were not waiting for people to confirm their messages or to feel like they can relate to the message. So they don't care whether anyone accepts or not. Though if the people accept, it's good. Yeah, it's good if they accept. So they just speak forth the word of the Lord. So they don't care about the reactions of the people. So they don't ask the people questions like, what I have said, can you confirm, is it true? Or why should you be telling, you know, asking people if the prophetic message that comes from you is true or not? Yeah, that is wrong. The people are not the ones to confirm your prophetic message. Yeah, it is God that confirms the message, not the people. So you don't ask people what I just prophesied to you. May you confirm if it's true. You know, that is not prophecy. Yeah, you don't ask people questions. Instead, maybe the Holy Spirit wants you to ask them questions like you know, like the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Yeah, Jesus was telling her to go and call, go and call her husband. Yeah, except the Holy Spirit will want you to engage in a conversation with the person before you now start giving the divine message. Yeah, but if not, you don't even need to, you know, to begin to ask the people if they can confirm the message you are giving to them, or if the message speaks to them. If the message will not speak to them, the Spirit will not speak through you to them. If the message that will come from your mouth to those people will not minister to them and has nothing to do with them, the Holy Spirit will not speak that message through you to them. Yeah. So prophesying has nothing to do with the to the reaction of the people. It has nothing to do with the reaction of the people. Yeah, it's about you and the Spirit. So once the Spirit says, give this message, or the Spirit speaks the message through your mouth, that is final. So you give the message and you go your way. Yeah, so that is prophesying. Yeah, that is how the Spirit prophesies. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to surrender myself to the flow of your Spirit of prophecy. You're going to say, Father, help me to surrender myself to the flow of your Spirit of prophecy, so that your prophetic messages will easily come out through my mouth. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to yield myself without fear. Help me to yield myself to the flow of the Spirit of prophecy. The flow of your Spirit of prophecy. Help me to yield myself to the flow of that Spirit, so that your messages can easily come out of my mouth to nations, to people, in the name of Jesus. So that your messages can easily pass through me to people, to souls, to nations all over the world. Help me to surrender myself for your Spirit of prophecy to function through me. Say, Father, help me to surrender myself. Help me to surrender my spirit and soul and body for your Spirit of prophecy to function through me, for many lives to be blessed, for souls to be saved, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another thing you need to know about prophesying is that you must get rid of the limitations that are common to human beings, limitations that human beings create in themselves, you know, that make it difficult for the Spirit of God to prophesy through them. Yeah. And many people, many prophets are not talking about these limitations. Yeah, many pastors are not teaching about these limitations. Yeah, because we must get rid of those limitations for the messages that will come out from our mouths to be pure messages from heaven. Yeah, pure revelations from heaven. So we must get rid of those limitations. Now, one of the limitations is idols. In idols of the heart, idols in the soul. Yeah, even today, these idols is affecting the prophetic ministry in the church. Now, what are idols? Idols are those things that you want the Spirit to say or to talk about. Now, here is the Spirit of God wanting to manifest through you, to prophesy through you. And here is you, full of certain idols in your head, in your mind, in your soul. And here is you, trying to choose what the Spirit should say through you. The Spirit already have what He wants to say, but you are full of these limitations in you. You are full of these idols in you. And you are wanting to decide what the Spirit should say through you. The issues the Spirit should talk about. The things the Spirit should prophesy about. So once you begin to come up with those idols, you are going to limit this Spirit of prophecy. Now, maybe you are looking at someone and the Spirit wants you to speak against this thing in the life of that person. The Spirit wants you to rebuke that person because that person is committing certain sins. And then you wanted the Spirit to talk about something else and not about the sin that is in the life of that person. So that is how you disconnect yourself from the Spirit of prophecy. Yeah, because you are so full of idols. Yeah, God wants to give a message. You are deciding what God should say through you. That is rebellion. And that is perversion. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every idol in my heart, in my head, in my mind that is not going to allow the Spirit of the Lord to prophesy through me." Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every idol in my head, in my mind, in my soul, that is not going to allow the Spirit of the Lord God to prophesy right through me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the high doors. Destroy the high doors. Destroy the high doors that are in my heart, that are in my soul, that are in my mind, that is not allowing the Spirit of the Lord God to prophesy through me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the idols right now. I want to be a vessel that communicates pure messages from the Spirit of God to people and to nations. In the name of Jesus, I want to be a vessel, an instrument, a divine instrument that communicates pure messages from the Spirit of the Lord to people without adding anything to the message, without subtracting from the message. The fire of the Holy Ghost purge me of every idol that wants to corrupt and pollute the messages that the Spirit of the Lord wants to pass across through me to people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points because of our time. Our time is fast spent. Yeah, we are still talking about prophesying. Now, you need to know that the Spirit of the Lord God knows everyone that is in this earth. And he has the right message for everyone. Yeah, whoever they are, whether they are presidents, governors, rulers of nations, kings, queens, whoever they are, the Spirit of the Lord God knows everything about them. So God knows what they are doing in their secrets, in their secret places. God knows every detail about them. He knows every detail about their lives. And God knows the right message that he wants you to deliver to them at time. Yeah. God knows the right message. He wants you to give the people proper time. Yeah. So you should not, you should have this boldness, if you are going to be used by God for prophesying. You have to have this boldness. And you must not be afraid of people's faces. You must not be deceived by people's faces. You have to be bold to communicate the right message that God has for them for that time. time, God can have another message for them the following day. But you must be able to communicate the right message that God has for them for that time that he has sent you to them. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use me to pass across the right messages you have for people all over the world at this time. You're going to say, Father, use me to deliver timely divine messages to people. Timely divine messages to people all over the world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you're a minister of God and you are not able to deliver timely divine messages, you cannot succeed in your ministry. You must be able to deliver timely divine messages to the people. What God is saying to them per time, because God knows what they are going through per time. Because God knows what is going on in their personal lives one by one. Say, Father, use me to deliver timely messages to people all over the world. Messages that will win their souls. Messages that will revive them. Messages that will transform their lives. Messages that will solve problems in their lives. So, Father, use me to deliver such messages. Use me, Father, to be able to speak messages that goes directly to minister life to people. Messages that speak about what people are going through. Oh Lord, use me to speak timely messages from your throne to people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. As I said earlier, prophesying is so easy. And it's not something it's not something to be proud of, or it's not something to boast about. Because it's not your own operation. Is an operation of the Spirit. And that is why many times when I'm leading prayer sessions, I will not tell you that I'm prophesying, but I'm always prophesying when I'm leading prayer sessions. If you are in the spirit, you will know that all the prayers I'm telling you to pray, they are prophesies. They are prophecies. Yeah, because they are not coming from my head. Yeah, so I don't need to be telling you that this is what the Holy Spirit is showing me. Sometimes I say that, and sometimes I don't need to say that. Yeah. Because it is not about, prophesying is not about you. It's about the Spirit that is in charge. You know, the Spirit of the Lord that is in charge. Is not about you. Yeah, but some prophets have made it all about them. Yeah, some prophets have made it all about them and not about the Spirit. So you're going to pray. You will say, Father, give me touch and heart that remains humble while you use me to prophesy, while you prophesy through me. Say, Father, give me a heart that stays humble, that remains humble while your Spirit prophesies through me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me and humble heart. Give me and humble heart to be able to channel your messages to people. Give me an humble heart that we allow the Holy Spirit to use me freely in the area of prophecy, in the ministry of prophecy. The Holy Spirit, give me an humble heart. Create in me an humble heart. That we allow the Holy Spirit use me freely in the ministry of prophecy. Give me a humble heart that we allow the Holy Spirit, that we allow the Spirit of Christ prophesy through me physically in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Now, there is another dimension of prophecy that is a bit higher than the one we have been talking about. You know, the one I've been talking about is the fact that the Spirit uses your mouth to give out the message. The Spirit passed through, the Spirit put aside your mind and just passed through your mouth to give out a message. Now, another dimension is that the Spirit will first of all manifest to you and give you the message. And after you have gotten the message, you will now go and deliver it to the people concerned. Yeah, the Spirit would manifest you just the way Apostle John got those messages in the book of Revelation. And the way many of the prophets in the Old Testament got messages from the Lord, like Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah. Yeah, so the Spirit of the Lord would first of all manifest to them before they will now give the message to the people. Yeah, but the one I mentioned earlier is when the Spirit just took over you as you positioned yourself, as you yield yourself for the Spirit to flow through you. So the Spirit just start to speak through you, which in most cases it doesn't pass through your mind. Yeah, you would have spoken those words before your mind will hear those words. Yeah, you would have prophesied before your mind is enriched with the understanding in the prophecy. Yeah, so that is the Spirit coming out or speaking out through your mouth before your mind will know what have just happened. Now, there's another dimension where the Spirit will manifest to you first, and your mind will get the message before your mouth will now speak the message to those that are concerned. Yeah, so that's another dimension of prophesying. So there are a lot of angels that carries prophetic messages. A lot of angels. So they can just come many times. I've received different prophetic messages from different kinds of angels. Yeah, different kinds of angels. That is, I can't even number how many of those angels that have come to give specific messages, specific divine messages to me. Now, some of the things that I share in my teachings are revelations from angels. Yeah, in fact, many of them yeah. So there are angels that carry messages. So they are able to manifest to you and pass the message to you. Though they might not reveal their identity. So when they are speaking to you, it might look like It is the Lord that is speaking to you. It might look like it is the Holy Spirit that is speaking to you because they have chosen to heed their identities. But they are angels. Yeah, so the fact that they do not reveal their identities, doesn't mean they don't know who they are. It's just that they don't want you to know them, but they are able to speak to you. Sometimes they can come to your dreams, or they can come to you in form of visions, like all the things that Apostle John saw in the book of Revelation was revealed by an angel. Just a single angel revealed all the things that John saw in the book of Revelation. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So this dimension of prophecy is higher than the previous one and is powerful. This is where God, first of all, revealed the messages to you before you will now reveal it to the world. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your spirit of prophecy, manifest to me reveal your messages to me so that I can deliver the messages to the world. You can say, Father, by your spirit of prophecy, manifest yourself to me, reveal your messages to me, so that I can deliver the messages to the world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your spirit of prophecy, send your angels to me. Send your angels to me to deliver your messages to me, so that I can deliver the same message to the world, to my generation. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, by your spirit of prophecy, manifest yourself to me and reveal your messages to me. Speak your messages to me. Speak your revelations to me, so that I can communicate the same messages and the same revelations to the world and to the church, the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray, you need to understand that if you do not evangelize, you cannot be qualified for prophesying. If you do not evangelize, if you do not preach the gospel, if you are not concerned about winning souls into God's kingdom, you will not be qualified to be used by God in the ministry of prophecy. So you must preach the gospel. You must preach to sinners. Yeah, that alone is prophecy. Preaching the gospel is prophesying. Yeah, is a kind of prophesying. Because is the message of the Lord you are speaking to sinners. Yeah, so whenever you preach the gospel to those that are insane, whenever you preach the gospel of salvation, the gospel of repentance to those that are insane, you are actually prophesying. Yeah, because preaching the gospel is a kind of prophecy. Because you are speaking the divine message that is able to save the souls of men. So if you are not evangelizing, you are not preaching the gospel, it's the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, you fill my soul with great passion to see. Souls saved. You can say, Father, fill my soul with great passion to see sinners repent. To see sinners repent from their sins and surrender their lives to Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The greatest prophecy you can give to a sinner usually, that is what the Holy Spirit would want you to do. Anytime you meet a sinner, say, Father, fill my soul with great passion to see sinners come to repentance. Say, Father, fill my soul with great passion to see sinners repent and become saved. Fill my soul, O Lord, with great passion to preach the gospel of salvation to those that are lost in sin, to those that are perishing in sin. Fill my soul with such passion right now, so that your spirit of prophecy can function through me as I go out to preach the gospel of salvation to people. Give me that passion and desire for soul winning. In the name of Jesus. Father, give me passion, great passion and desire for soul winning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we are grateful for this hour spent in your presence. We are grateful for having your presence among us throughout this prayer session. We are grateful for the things you have helped us to pray for. We worship you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, O Lord, for the things you have opened our eyes to see during the course of this prayer session. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for showing us how you want to prophesy through us by your Spirit. Thank you for showing us how you have a lot of messages to give to people, to nations, through us. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, I ask that you find everyone here worthy to carry the spirit of prophecy on them. Father, make them worthy to carry your spirit of prophecy upon them. Oh Lord, do so in Jesus' name. I ask, oh Lord, that you find them useful in your hand at this time, in these last days. Oh Lord, I ask that the same things you are doing in the earth, I ask that you do them through this one here, right now, in Jesus' name. The powers you are manifesting on earth at this time, I ask, oh Lord, that you manifest such powers through your people right here, in the name of Jesus. The revelations you are revealing at this time, the revelations you are revealing to people at this time, oh Lord, I ask that you reveal even the same revelations to everyone here right now. In the name of Jesus, And I ask that you review your revelations through them prophetically in the name of Jesus. I ask that you begin to correct everything that is not right in the lives of your people. Everything they are doing that is not right. And that will not qualify them for your use at this time. Oh Lord, correct them so that they can amend their ways. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the Lord will send his angels to you, and those angels will open your eyes even to things that God is saying concerning your own life in the name of Jesus. And not only that, I pray for you that God's angels will visit you and that they will open your eyes to see things that God is also saying concerning the people around you, concerning your family members. In Jesus' name, I pray that you shall not trust in man. I pray that you shall not trust in man. You shall trust in God throughout the days of your life on earth. I pray for you that you shall depend on God's word for everything henceforth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.